Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea podcast. I am Chaz, and as ever, I have the mighty Mooch with me. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
And we are joined once again by the spy himself, Mr. Neil Barnett. Neil, thanks for joining us again. How are you?
I'm grand. I'm looking forward to this game. I have to go and watch other games in the last few years in my other life, as I call it. And last season, the three teams that I enjoyed watching the most, if I can call it enjoying when it's not Chelsea, were Brighton, Arsenal, yes, and Manchester City.
Get out. And I resign your commission.
I think people who watch Manchester City on television, but not in the flesh, don't understand how genius they are. And when you see them in the flesh, the way they move the ball, the way they understand space, the technical quality of some of them. And I want them to collapse absolutely disastrously, because they're run by a nation state where family of the leaders kidnap their own sisters and daughters and post videos on YouTube of one of them trying to kick someone to death. Quite one of the worst things I've ever seen. That's the reality of behind the scenes at Manchester City. But the reality of football club at Manchester City is they've got the best chief executive, the best director of football, and by a million miles, the best manager. And it is not the money that is making Manchester City what they are. It is Pep Guardiola, because he did it at Barcelona and he did it at Bayern Munich. And everyone, when they signed Edison, said, who's he? And everyone, when they spent the money they spent on Kyle Walker and John Stones, said, you're nuts. You don't know what you're doing. And everyone said that when they signed Kevin De Bruyne as well, by the way, which was before Pep went. He's changed his tactics completely in the last 15 months, Pep, from 11 players who can all play to 10 players plus 50 goals a season. And he's won the treble doing it. And he is a genius. They are all genii. Doku's the most exciting arrival in the Premier League this season.
I was going to mention him on your list of underrated purchases, or who was he purchases?
Doku did well.
He'd had
us as a substitute a few years ago. But they are unique. But every so often we beat them.
I was going to say, let's start with the cheery stuff. I mean, the one thing that we have said on here and seems to be being proved to be true is that when we face teams so far this season, let's put it this way, when we face teams that actually want to come out and play and therefore allow us a little bit of space behind, we can actually get to use our pace occasionally, and we can cause some problems. Ergo, we managed to get a draw against Liverpool, probably should have won. We managed to get a draw against Arsenal, probably should have won. We beat Tottenham, albeit with a healthy dose of help from them imploding. Could that be something that works in our favour? Mooch, we've talked about this all through the season. Are we right, or are we just clutching at straws?
Yes, I like to think we are right when most teams play against us. Like when Arsenal and when Tottenham come out and play against us and let us play a bit more of an expansive game, then yeah, we've got a chance. It's going to be slightly different with City, even with nine men. Like they are purring at the moment. They are probably going to be buoyed by the results this weekend. It just seems unfair. And I know that's rich coming from us from our past, but you know, we've got a chance. It's 11 men on a pitch against 11 men. Anthony Taylor's the referee.
Christ. Yeah, we'll come back.
He's from Manchester.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. That's another absolutely baffling decision after relegating him to a championship game last week, and now he gets it, you know, just to show that obviously that had real teeth, that sanction. Here he is back with the biggest game of the weekend this coming weekend.
I do think it's worth saying that when you look at City's squad this season, it's quite thin. You know, they lost Mahrez, they lost Gundogan, they lost Palmer, and De Bruyne's not played. I think their squad looks thin. Guardiola is no better a left back than Colwell. I don't understand that. Pep, I don't understand that. And so I'm a little bit wary of City's prospects through a long season. I really am. And we will have the Cole Palmer factor, the factor of the X. So having said that, Kovacic will probably go and get a goal.
Well, yeah. I mean, the defensive midfield area does seem to be somewhere where they can... I mean, they've been capable of dropping a bollock this season, you know, let's face it.
Without Rodri.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Rodri is now the best player in that position in the world, in my mind. I went to West Ham Manchester City, and Rodri was a level above everybody else. Rodri and Alvarez were a level above everyone else on the pitch. They were absolutely sensational. And I came away from that game a little bit depressed, I have to say, because... I've forgotten who we just played, but I'd watched Chelsea. I'd watched Chelsea possess the ball in high percentage numbers throughout the game, mostly just inside the opposition half. So when the opposition got the ball, they were able to counter attack. Manchester City possessed it in the front third of the pitch. Their deepest players, their defenders, their central defenders were 25 yards inside West Ham's half. When West Ham got the ball, Antonio had to run 40 yards just to receive it. He was knackered by the time he got there. He was certainly knackered by 15 minutes of the game gone. And they just completely nullified it. They're players on a different level. So if we do get the ball, I think it's going to be harder in transition to hit them straight away, because I think everyone's going to have to get into position. I think you've got to play the ball a little bit more against Manchester City, keep it a little bit more before you play it, because you'll just get isolated all over the pitch.
Well, that does tend to be an issue for us when we're playing on the counter. I mean, even last night you saw it a little bit, not so much after they'd had the second player sent off, but sorry, against Spurs, that is. But, you know, there would be a long ball played forward, basically played into space for Sterling to run onto. And on numerous occasions, and this has happened throughout the season, really, there's no one else in the box. There might be Jackson in the box and that's it. And quite often, you know, they're up against greater numbers in the defence. But, I mean, if there's a way of catching them out, and I'm not expecting either of you guys to be going into real deep analysis of this, but if there's someone who's going to unlock something, who's that going to be for us?
Neil?
if I look at who's played well against Man City and try to get some clues, I thought in the Champions League final, Inter Milan were pretty good against them. And what Inter Milan did, they pressed high. They didn't defend in numbers. They pressed all over the pitch. And I know, because it's my job these days to know, that in Italy, everyone thought that Inter Milan matched them and had, you know, had the chance to win the game, which was utter nuts. They didn't match them at all. What they did was defend on the front foot, and they made it very difficult for City. And City didn't get out as much as they could. I would expect Conor Gallagher to do a job on Rodri, like he did a job on Jorginho, and like he did a job on Basuma. Now, Jorginho is not physical. Basuma, you know, is really physical. But Rodri is the most physical of the lot. And Conor's really physical. Yeah. And I think a lot of the game will depend on how much Conor can negate Rodri. If Poch wants to get Conor sent off and Rodri carried off, I don't think that would be an awful tactic. Because I think that, God, he's a good player. Who thought that Rodri, the up and downer from Atletico Madrid, he used to put 30-yard goals in the top corner, but that was like his main speciality. There wasn't much else. That's a bit unfair, but there wasn't a lot else. He wasn't in the Spain team. Would become the best pivot midfielder in the world, but that's what he is.
Yeah, he's the new N'Golo.
So it's Connor to negate him.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a little spark of brightness, because I can see that happening, you know. And as you say, Bissouma's very physical, very athletic, in a way that not that Rodri's not athletic, but he's not a powerful player. He's not what I call a powerful player.
Rodri?
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Well, okay. I mean, I wouldn't put him in the physicality ballpark of. Okay, yes. All right.
Yes. He's a bull. Yeah.
All right, I stand corrected. Okay.
Ole.
But Connor won't shy away.
No, absolutely not. So again, the other thing I would say about City, which it would hopefully give us a small smidgen of, you know, a crumb of comfort, is that they're susceptible to being scored against. They don't keep many clean sheets. Now, obviously, that's not a lot of use if they're getting six at the other end and we're only scoring one. However, are we, having just stuck four away against Spurs, are we feeling confident that actually we may have turned a little corner and there might be enough confidence in our front players that we can actually cause some problems at that end of the pitch?
I think what might happen is the revenge of the ex-player. That's what I'm hoping. Like Poch to sort of have some sort of tactical stroke of genius and for an ex-City player, whether it's Palmer or Sterling, to come back and have the hoodoo over their old club. And that's the hope I'm getting. I don't think there could be many goals. But I think if we do win, it'll be... We'll nick one, and have to,
and then it'll back to the wall.
Have to nullify Haaland. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's nullifying Haaland, and then worrying about the rest of the 11, rest of the 10 players.
Neil, we always do we always ask people, obviously, for a prediction for the game, and we often say that you can give a a head prediction and a heart prediction, and it may be that those two things are one and the same for you, but give us a scoreline. I know that's probably not your it's not the thing that you'd like to do, but we like to put people under a little bit of pressure here. What do you think the scoreline's going
to
be?
I'm just looking up as I'm talking to you. A game that I remember that I wasn't at because Chelsea weren't playing. And it was, let me just check it out. Here we go. Oh, goodness me. It was 2014-15, the year we won the league under Jose, when John Terry played every minute of this league season. No, I've got it wrong. Sorry, I've got it wrong. It wasn't then. I'm looking at the wrong score. But it I remember Tottenham going to Manchester City under Pochettino and winning 1-0. Here we go. Oh, it was, no, actually it wasn't. It was under Harry Redknapp. It was under Harry Redknapp. They went to Manchester City and won 1-0, 2009-10. The first time they got into the Champions League, that was, with Gareth Bale and Luka Modric.
Yeah.
And they won 1-0. And that was when Manchester City had the money for the first time and were really going for the Champions League. And down the years, Tottenham have done a number on City a few times, but particularly with Poch. And I think that my biggest hope is that he can pull something out of the bag against them. 2015-16, they won 2-1. Under Poch at the Etihad. Following year, when City won the league for the first time under Pep, they drew 2-2. So there were times where they gave them games.
I mean, we've played them.
Will they be able to do it this time? In all honesty, no, I don't. I would go for a fairly comfortable City win, particularly as they played on a Tuesday and not a Wednesday. So I'd probably go for a 2-0 City win. But I go with the hope of a 2-1 Chelsea win.
We always travel, hopefully. Mooch, come on, mate. You usually either incredibly pragmatic or ridiculously over-optimistic. Which is it going to be this week?
I think it's going to be a score draw. I think, we'll get a goal. We'll nick a goal early on. We'll try and defend it. And then we'll lose our lead and see out a draw. And I'll be happy with that.
God, yes. I mean, we've been, to be honest, Neil, we've been saying, I said a couple of weeks ago that with the upcoming games we've got against, that we had at the time against Spurs, City and Newcastle, I'd have been content, not happy, but satisfied with coming away with 2 points. And we've already overachieved on that basis. So I'm hoping that, I think, I mean, there are times, I'm thinking back to the Branislav Ivanovic goal, the 1-0, I think it was 2013-14.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, there's been a couple of other times when we've gone, we've sort of travelled, hopefully, and we've gone up there and won or got a result of some kind. And this is at our place, of course. I think almost anything is possible, but I have to agree with you that they are looking, again, head and shoulders above anyone else. And my head therefore says 3-1 to City, but my heart says that we can sneak something and we might even manage to nick a 1-1. It may be again the with the help of Mr. Taylor might be required on that count. But what I mean, you alluded to the fact he's from Manchester, Neil. How do you feel about him being given this big game? I mean, obviously, you know, we're massive fans of him, obviously, at Chelsea. So, how do you think? What sort of effect do you think that will have on the game?
I think he is a totally honest, uncorrupt, and just shockingly bad referee. I think that the reason he's shockingly bad is he just gets so many decisions wrong.
Mm.
And he gets big decisions wrong. I don't think that he's necessarily that much worse than any other referee in the Premier League. It's just that he gets the big games, and that's
scrutiny's on.
That's just that's just the problem that we've got, and
it's dead man's boots, isn't it? Once you're in and you've got your feet under the table,
yeah.
You know, it seems almost impossible to dislodge these guys. You know, even when they have like a raft of terrible decisions and angry fans behind them, you know.
Yeah, it's hard because there's nobody really in England that's good enough. I don't know if you remember, but when we played our first Champions League game back in '99 at home to Milan, mm-hmm. the thing that shocked me most about the game was the actual quality of the refereeing. I don't remember who refereed it, but he was just so much better than any Premier League referee, and it was a real shock to me. Since then, UEFA's managed to cock up who they use as referees, and they bring in referees from small leagues and put them in charge of games between big clubs in big stadia with big atmospheres, and they can't manage, and it's all a complete car crash. Yeah.
Tom and Henning Ovrebo step forward.
And so there are any number of difficulties with referees now. I don't think we should get hung up on Anthony Taylor. I think we should get hung up on the fact that I think our record at the moment is that we have won two of our last 15 home games against Premier League and European teams. And those two wins have been against Luton in the Premier League and against Brighton in the Carabao Cup. There are
two great
only
sides.
Home wins against Premier League or European teams. And it's and you're talking about beating Manchester City. Mm. That'd be a great stat, wouldn't it? Who have you beaten in the last, I mean, 15 home games is almost a season, 19.
Yeah.
Although it's cup games against non-league European teams, but it's almost a season. Who have you beaten in that season? Well, if we could say, well, we've only managed Luton and Manchester City, there'd be a certain amount of
I mean, it would be given how we've been this last couple of seasons, it would be properly Chelsea to do that, wouldn't it? I mean,
no, because we haven't beaten teams in the top half of the table. It wouldn't be proper Chelsea.
Well.
There needs to be a change, needs to be a change of attitude, and we need to go out there with a balanced team as far as possible. I don't want someone at left back taking on whoever they play on the right wing and struggling against them. And I mean, Bernardo Silva, God, what will he do to some of our players?
He's a phenomenal player.
The other thing is, if you're Pep, he might look at Chelsea's short squad and say, I'll go with my Champions League back four. I'll go Stones, Akanji, Ake, and he can play Guardiola now at left back.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, and I haven't even put Ruben Diaz in there. I mean, you know, he's got five big people. They've got Ake, they've got Kovacic.
Is Ake tall?
And they've got, I know De Bruyne is not fit, but all these ex-Chelsea players in the best team in the country, it sickens me.
Well, on that happy note, I think we've probably come to the end. Are you going to be at the match in an official capacity, Neil, or are you just going as a fan?
I'll be in the press box, hopefully. Under my American radio guy.
Yes, SiriusXM
I won't be doing so much for them in the near future, I don't think. Watch this space. No. But I will be there for them. I'm expecting on Sunday, and I will be punching the air in the press box just to prove my passion if we score a goal, as I did at Tottenham.
Excellent. That's exactly what we want to hear. Gentlemen, I think I'm going to wind it up there. If you're going to the game, enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, keep the blue flag flying high. And I'd like to say a big thank you to Neil Barnett for joining us. Thank you, Spy.
Keep the faith.
And Mooch, yep. I'll see you again next time, mate.
Take care, guys.
All the best.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show,
Check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.